good.
And she's just, and there's a possum that lives by us. It kind of goes up in our tree. And she's like, can I touch it? I was like, no, I prefer you don't, please. But she's like, they don't carry rabies. They actually have too low of a body temperature to do that. So they can't really hurt you. And I'm like,
why can't you touch it?
Well, because she has one that lives by her house. I said, you go home and touch it.
I don't have time to go there.
Well,
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And we're glad to have you with us, whether in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. We are at Holy Week. Welcome to Palm/Passion Sunday. And so Holy Week means that we've got a lot going on around here. We will not have a Wednesday night service, but on Maundy Thursday, we will meet here to remember the last night of Jesus' life and share communion together. And on Good Friday, we will gather with the Methodists at the Methodist Church at noon. And we gather at noon because historically, that is what biblical scholars agree on as the time that Jesus actually died. That is that. And then Easter Sunday is a communion Sunday, so we'll worship together at 9 o'clock. And also for Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, we are still in need of some extra liturgists. So if anybody would like to sign up, there is a sign up on the back butcher block. Emmy, one of our confirmands, has an announcement today.
Good morning. My name is Emmy, and I am one of this year's confirmant candidates. We're excited and grateful to share that many parishioners have already donated raffle baskets and monetary gifts. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. We plan to begin displaying the baskets on Easter Sunday. If possible, please bring your donations to the church office during office hours this week, or connect with Becky Smith if another time works better for you. We'll take care of the cellophane wrapping, so no need to worry about that. Raffle tickets will go on sale starting April 12th. If you're unable to have your basket ready by April 5th, that's absolutely fine. Donations are still welcome the following weeks. Thank you for supporting our confirmation class and helping us grow in our faith and service. We truly appreciate you.
Another great liturgist, just saying.
I have a quick announcement about next week's Easter egg hunt. All children, they don't have to belong to our Sunday school to participate. So if your grandkids are in the church next week, or nieces and nephews, the kids' cousins, they're all welcome. Any kids at next week's Easter Sunday service will have a Easter egg hunt immediately following the service back in the education wing. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Anything else?
And then on behalf of Deanne, she said it at the early service, but we have the spring cleanup date scheduled for Saturday, April 18th from 9 to 11. Many hands make light work. We're just going to do some, raking, and if you have any tools to bring along, please do so. And then the rain date, if it does rain, it will be the following Saturday, April 25th from 9 to 11.
Very good. Then, if there are no other announcements, let's take a deep breath together as we enter into worship today.
Good morning. Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. Will you follow? Will you lay down your coat? Will you lay down something important? Will you shout Hosanna? Will you join the parade? Will you sing even if your throat is hoarse? Will you cut down a palm branch? Will you wave it in the air? Will you follow the one riding on a donkey? Will you let this good news inspire you to act? We will. We will sing. We will pay close attention. We will worship. We will follow. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Join me in the opening prayer. Holy One, if we've heard this story before, the story of Jesus entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey, then help us to hear it again. And if we've never heard this story before, if we've never heard the story of Palm Sunday or the cries of Hosanna, then give us the wisdom to follow along. Give us the wisdom to hear these words. Give us the wisdom to take them into our hearts. Give us the wisdom to act on their truth. We are listening. Amen.
Our opening hymn is Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. If you would like, there are palms in the back that if you would like to wave a palm, you are certainly welcome to grab one. And then also, if you would like to grab a palm on your way out, so that you can have a reminder of Holy Week as you go through the week, you can do so also. But let's sing together. Amen. You may be seated.
The very first Palm Sunday was a day of action. It was a day of movement, of crowded city streets and cries of Hosanna. It was a day of peaceful protest and dreams for a better world. The first Palm Sunday was a day of peaceful, hopeful action. So friends, on this Palm Sunday, let us join the saints before us in an act of faith. Let us begin with an act of prayer, an act of honesty, an act of transformation. Let us begin by drawing close to God and sharing the truth of our lives. Let us begin with confession. Join me in prayer. Jesus of Nazareth, we know that you spent your days teaching and healing. You marched through the streets and walked on water. You laid hands on the sick and broke bread at crowded dinner tables. Your good news was not confined to conversation. It was not confined to the temple. Your good news was an act of love, alive in the world. Holy God, we long for a faith like that. Forgive us for the times when we confine our faith to something we think about, as opposed to something we act upon. Inspire us to love as you loved. Inspire us to act. With hope for tomorrow, we pray. Church family, whether or not you wave your palm branch, whether or not you live out your faith, whether or not you allow this good news to inspire your actions, God will never stop loving you. Jesus will never stop marching for you. The Spirit will never stop listening to you. We are claimed, loved, and held in grace. What good, good news. Amen. The scripture today comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' And then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here in the readings for today, may God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. My friends, let us pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So I was in fifth grade when our beloved pastor, the Reverend Art Willey, left the leadership of my home church in Neenah. He had baptized both my sister and me, and he and his wife Kathy have always been important to our family. I think the closest comparison I can give you all to what Art was to our church was to think of Mike Bausch and what his ministry meant to this church. Lots of new ideas, a long tenure, and a gift for pastoral care. So whoever came after Art had big shoes to fill. And my dad was on the search committee that identified the Reverend Lynn Spencer Smith as our church's next pastor. And Lynn came into a community of people who were set in their ways. Doesn't sound like church at all, huh? People who are set in their ways. And she also came into this church as the first woman to serve the pulpit at the Congregational United Church of Christ of Neenah Menasha. I probably would have been skeptical of the leadership of anybody who tried to replace Art Willey. To know Art and Kathy was to love them. But change is a part of life, but Art's departure was one of the first ways I had to learn that lesson. Very quickly, though, Lynn became not just a pastor to me, She became a friend, a confidant, and someone whose leadership I wanted to emulate. Most of the earliest conversations about pastoral ministry that I had were with her. And by the time she left our church to pastor a church in Montana when I was in college, I was well on my way to discerning my own call to ministry. I ended up going to Eden Theological Seminary in St. Louis, which is where Art and Lynn both graduated and received their pastoral formation. Fast forward to just a couple of months ago, a box was delivered to this church. And Lynn had just retired. Lynn just retired in October. And she sent me a box with a communion set as well as a note. The note read in part, "Dear Jacob, it's always a pastor's dream to experience a young person discerning the call to ministry and then be able to see them fulfill that call. Though there have been others in my ministry who have done so, your discernment and answering that call to ordained ministry has always been one of the great joys of my ministry. My hope is that this communion set will serve to remind you that you have embraced the call of God to let your light shine." So because of people like Lynn, I was able to embrace that call in a very specific way. There have been good days and bad days of ministry. There have been ways that my ministry has been embraced, and then there have even been times when people have thought that I have crazy ideas and, you know, not been so sure about it. All of these things have helped me grow as a pastor, and I'm grateful to serve a congregation who embraces that growth and still cares at me and laughs with me when I mess up. Lynn taught me something else, too, something I've been sitting with as we enter Holy Week. Even as she was beloved by many, Lynn also faced real resistance during her time in Neenah. Some people came to worship expecting Art's personality and Art's way of doing things. And no matter what she offered, there were some people that just couldn't open themselves to receive what she offered. And none of it was her fault. And her call was to introduce a new way of thinking and being church. And that's not always something that a congregation is ready to receive. But Lynn kept loving people in front of her, no matter what. And I think Jesus understood that too. What Lynn understood and what Jesus understood is when you walk into a space carrying something new and true and bold and maybe a little unorthodox, you should expect resistance from the people who were comfortable before you arrived. When you come in with humility and you bring in a new way of thinking and doing and being church, you have to be prepared for whatever consequence and whatever resistance comes from that. That's why I believe you can't have Palm Sunday without Passion Sunday, which also includes including elements of the week ahead before Easter. There are some churches that don't celebrate Monday, Thursday, or Good Friday as a whole, and so you go right from Palm Sunday to Easter without dealing with what's going on in between, and I think that's a mistake. Because the truth is this: Jesus came into Jerusalem to disrupt the established authoritarian regime. knowing everything that was going to happen to him. The Gospel of Mark notes that the crowds believe that Jesus' parade signals the coming kingdom of God. The poor, the victimized, the marginalized, and the oppressed all show up. Many of us grew up thinking of Palm Sunday as the triumphal entry, because they wave palms and they rip off their robes and shout Hosanna, literally translated as save us. But if you look closely, it wasn't really triumphal at all. A true royal procession in Jesus' day would have ended with a grand sacrifice, a banquet, a public transfer of power. Instead, Jesus rides in, looks around the temple, and slips away to Bethany with his friends, because he knows that those same people who are shouting Hosanna today are going to kill him in just 4 days. He knows that his job now is not to do anything fancy, not to preach and do a whole lot of miracles and that whole thing. He keeps a pretty low profile because he knows the people aren't ready for that. But he knows that a time has come for him to fulfill the entirety of God's will. Because even after all he represents, after all he's done, they still kill him. Maybe they go along with it for self-preservation, for fear of punishment by Roman authorities, but they still don't have the courage to accept the new way of living that Jesus Christ is proposing and actually live it out. That's the tragedy of Holy Week. But the truth is that Palm Sunday is actually happening right now in some ways. Our world is in the midst of many wars with each other. Greedy and dangerous people exist in all forms of government, at every seat of power, no matter what political party you align yourself with. Many people's way of living and even their very lives are at stake. I'm often called upon to help people in this community who don't have enough money to pay rent, or don't have enough food on the table, or don't have the kinds of civil rights that most people in this room take for granted. The same people that Jesus fought for in his day are the people who are fighting for their rights and their lives today. So you might say that the more violent part of Palm Sunday is happening now. The people of Jerusalem lived in the people in Jerusalem lived in the cloud of Roman rule. The people of our world live in the cloud of oppression and war and poverty. But you know what's also happening now? People all across our country and all around the world are being inspired to act. Just like I learned from both the joys and challenges of Lynn's ministry and still felt the call to engage in ministry myself, I think that this church is also doing a wonderful job of responding to oppressive systems. We're feeding hungry people. And our VBS theme this summer is going to talk to kids about mental health and that God still loves them no matter how they feel or what their emotions are or how things are going in their world and in their lives. And that's something that a lot of kids need to hear right now. A lot of people need to hear right now. So the question I bring to you today is this: how will you be inspired to act this Holy Week? In the midst of the difficulties going on in our world How will you enter with humility into the life of someone who needs liberation? As we follow Jesus to the cross this week, may we remember that he did all of this for us because he loved us, knowing what would happen to him all the same. We may not always be received with gratitude when we try to do our own little work to change the church or change the world. But friends, this is exactly the work that Jesus calls us to do. May you let your light shine in desolate places so that everyone might know the dream of God. Amen. We now begin our journey to the cross. Please join me in this prayer for the journey. Gentle and faithful God, in our fear and self-centeredness, we are in the dark. In the pain we bear and the pain we inflict, we are broken. In our despair and distress, we are as good as dead. Yet you are with us. You claim us. You bear our cross and make it your own. Your presence radiates in us and gives us light. Heal our trembling hearts. Transform our will. Lift up our spirits and give us hope, crucified one. Walk with us. Show us the way and lead us toward life. Amen. Now we'll sing together. This is number 261, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Amen. You may be seated. Now we enter a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that are in need of our prayers and our love today. Let's begin with a time of silence. Amen. What joys and concerns do we have to bring today? Not seeing anything here? Anything on Zoom? Then let us be in prayer together. Jesus, our brother and friend, we journey with you this week to the cross. We watch in horror as you are tortured and violated. We stand with awe that your love is able to cast out all fear. And your love for even us compels you enough to die. We give you thanks for following the call of God to the bitter end. And we ask your guidance as we do the same. We ask you to help us be your hands and feet in this weary and broken world. Where not everybody has enough to eat, where not everybody has a safe place to live, where people are discriminated against all over the world for all sorts of reasons. Help us realize your dream and the dream of God for all people. And sometimes, dear Jesus, we don't know what to say. We don't know how to pray. There are no words to match this moment. But we humbly pray as you have taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. If you'd like to make a gift this morning, you may do so as the ushers come around, or you may also give a gift online at uccwaupun.net. But however you do so, may you do so remembering that your offering benefits not only this church, but the Church Universal. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Join me in the prayer of dedication. With our offerings, we say thank you and practice a new economy. With our practices, we say yes, God, and resist empire's hold. With our resistance, we say Hosanna and bless all the ones who journey in ways of courage and grace. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 254, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. My friends, receive these words of benediction. May you go from this place knowing that Jesus suffers and dies for your benefit, that the world may know true love and liberation. May that knowledge be with you as you journey with Jesus to the cross. May that hope give you strength to share the news of God's great love in a world in desperate need of that good news. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.